Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
Sometimes you gotta wonder what goes on. It's like, I know there are forces at work out there. And sometimes when the universe says, you know, it's not quite ready, why don't you do it again? Or something disappears. I talked to Jane Mouget. Hopefully I'm saying her name right.
Yes, you are.
And we did an interview already, and it just disappeared. And then we were talking on the phone after the interview was done, and her phone just totally went dead. Now, maybe we're talking about something that somebody in another realm didn't want us to talk about. And so it's just weird how it died on her. But Jane is from Ohio. She's a psychic medium reader. She has a website. She wrote a book, What a Medium Won't Say About Suicide, by One Who Will. It's a booklet. And you can find out about Jane at janemouguey.com. It looks like Mouget, but it's Mouget, I believe, is how you pronounce it. How you doing, Jane?
I'm just fine. How are you doing, TJ?
Great. Pretty good. So we had a really nice conversation last time, and it never survived.
Yes, we did. It was awesome. It was really good.
And the thing is, you know, it was your first time, so you were really kind of leery about doing it, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Extremely leery about doing it. Yeah.
And were you worried about what people would think or how you would react or what?
About how I would react. Just a pinch about what people would think. Because it's such a subject people just don't want to talk about.
Right. And so you've had to take big steps with this, you know, ever since you started doing it. And now some would say the next step is to maybe get on some media so you can get the word out more. So how did this come about? First of all, how did you become a medium and a psychic? Was this something you always had?
Everybody has it. I truly believe that. It's just if you want to develop it, work with it. As a young girl, a teenager, young in school, kids made fun of me because I always knew things. And you just kind of shut down. I think we all do it. We just shut down because we're told and we're taught that we're talking to our imagination is running away with us.
Mm-hmm.
And when really we're talking to spirit guides and angels and God on the other side. So I just shut it down. And then as I got older, it would just open up. And then I went through some changes in my personal life and then just started developing about my gifts and talents that we all have and started taking classes and got interested in it and would watch John Edwards on TV and I'd get so excited because I'd go, oh, I can do that. I know I do that. How do I do that?
Mm-hmm.
And it just opened me back up again.
And so you have had contact and what really was unique is that you had interaction with a spirit that had committed suicide.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm sure most people will experience that at some point or another. But you got a real good understanding of what this spirit was doing, this unique individual, because he came back and was helping others as well that have done the same. And then I know you told me more of the story that was maybe something that you had done as well in a previous time.
Yes. As I wrote this booklet and I worked with this spirit named Wes, he so wanted everybody to know that he was not in a burning hell. As I had told you before, when we take our spirits out of this body and we start ascending back up to the heavens or however you want to look at it, into the love and light of God, our Creator, we get into that love energy and we realize that we did a lot of harm on this earth and then we as spirits make a decision, do we want to go on or do we want to stay and undo what we did? And it's called a gray area is where they go, and that's where Wes was at. That's how I communicated with him. But as I was writing this book, and I would look out my window and just hear the thoughts, and I would type it, it was like they took me back to, you know, the Christmas story of Scrooge, how he goes around to different places. It was like they was taking me into these places of past lives. And the more I got into the book, the more it started revealing to me that I was also a reincarnated suicide. They had taken me into a place, and it was really dark. It's the energy that I feel when these souls come into me that are uncertain where they're at and what they're doing and how to undo what they did. And it just unfolded to me and came to me that I came back to undo what I had done in a previous life, and I had taken my life. I am a reincarnated suicide soul. Exactly.
You know, and I would think, you know, probably, wouldn't all of us at some point probably have done something like that? Don't you think? If I've been here many times, and not everybody probably has been here as many times, but wouldn't we have all kind of done something like that, you think, at some point?
I think at some point we have, if that's what our sole purpose is to experience that. And I think that's what this life school is about, is how we, what we come to learn, what we want to learn, how we want to evolve, and how we want to grow spiritually and grow back to the Creator. And I think if you've ever had a suicide thought in this lifetime,
mm-hmm.
You're probably more possible being a reincarnated suicide soul, because that never leaves us until we work that out, because I still battle that thought in this lifetime. Mm. But I know I'm making it through this lifetime. I'm going to undo what harm I did to myself before.
So really what you're saying, with when this fella, his name was Wes, now he came to you, when did he come to you?
It was a lady had come to me, wanted to contact her grandmother, which that's what I do, is contact the other soul form to give him peace. And she, after the reading, she went to this lady named Joanna, and she had lost her son to suicide, that's Wes, and told her that how accurate I was and to give it a try, because, you know, when we are taught in this society that we go to a burning hell and into a hell, and suicide is very much taught that way, that God doesn't love us enough for us to be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
She came to me, she contacted me, and when she did, we had the, I was nervous. She was really my first suicide contact on the other side, and was really nervous about, because I have my belief that there is a burning hell. I still have
that.
You do. It's, you know, it's embedded in me from my church life that I've always had. But when he came through to me, he wanted to let his mother know that he was okay. He was not in a burning hell, that he was just fine, and he was there helping her to undo the harm that he had done. Because when they take their lives, they leave so many unanswered questions to the loved ones back here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I got to contact you. I got to get to you. I got to talk to you. That's just how they are. It's just like they're really busy. I got to do this with you. I got to do this with you. But when she came to me, I gave her evidence. I always try to give evidence mm-hmm. in a reading. Always tried to make it that you know that I'm talking to your loved ones. I specifically ask for things that...
validation.
Validation. I want such validation. So when you leave me from a reading, you have a peace of mind to know that I actually truly did talk to your loved one. And that's how Wes came through. He just wanted his mother to know he wasn't in where they were all telling her she was. And she had a very much peace of mind because I gave her very much evidence. And I talk about it in the book, the evidence that came through for her.
So now you, as I remember, and I read the booklet, you said that when somebody, you know, kind of walk us through what happens if we commit suicide, and you know, as I know, here's what I feel, Jane, and I think you and I kind of will maybe see on this together because we had a nice conversation, but we don't have to. But, you know, as you stand back from a deeper perspective, we're all just energy, and energy is going to go on. But as we close in where we're at now, you commit suicide, what's going to happen?
Well, we have a contract with God. We truly do have a contract with Creator, that we're going to come into this life school and we're going to learn certain lessons. I came in to learn to have give birth to my two wonderful, beautiful boys. Then I also contracted to end up having a divorce, so I would know what that would feel like. And I've contracted to where I'm at today. We do that. Oh my gosh, TJ, somebody just come through again. I lost my concentration with
somebody
them.
Coming through. Who? What do you mean? What are they saying? What are they saying?
I just love it. They just want to talk. They just want to talk. They just want to talk.
Do they want to be on the show?
Probably, but they're not going to be. I'm going to ask them to step back and leave.
Okay. All right.
Just leave me alone for a little bit, please. They did this the last time.
I know. I know. That's cool. That's cool.
So where was I, TJ? You got to help me.
You were talking about the sacred contract we have, and that we're here to learn things and how you plan. But don't you also think we draw things into, we make this outline, I think, about our life. But we also, we change it as we go along because always creating. So we could, with our thoughts and our energies, and even when we're sleeping at night, do we travel outside our body and do we meet with others and make plans for tomorrow? You know, hey, we're going to do this and we're going to plan that. So isn't it always about creating? I kind of look at it like...
It's always about creating. That's why we came here, because God created this universe for us to learn how to create.
So then I think also, you know, people say, well, I had this in my life and it happened. But part of it could be by the way we feel, and maybe we changed that plan when we got here.
Yes, we're allowed to do that because this is a free will world.
Right.
And we can say, well, I don't want to experience that right now. Let's do it in another lifetime, and we can completely change what we came to learn.
So if I'm going through hell right now.
Which we pop. Yes, we are.
And so if I'm going through some things, I can always say, you know what? I don't need to experience that anymore. I get it. Maybe we'll do it some other time. Maybe not at all. Maybe
yes.
I don't.
Yes.
Maybe, you know, I've read one time that... from a person that did some channeling, this one entity, and the entity said, you know, some of you have lived millions of years, and you've already experienced it all again. There is the experience, and it's like you're just caught up in love with the coming back here again and again and again, and you could tell yourself, I really don't have to do any of this if I don't want to. We have the freedom to change things.
Yes, we do. So, that's why it's set up the way it is. The energy, the universal laws are set up that way. We can change our path and the way we think and the way we do at any time. We just choose not to sometimes.
Mm-hmm. We don't realize, well, there's so many parts of us left somewhere else. You and I were talking about that. You believe there's multi dimensions and that we're in all these different places?
Yes, learning at the different lessons at the same time. Yes, I truly believe that.
That's just mind-boggling.
I know it is, isn't it? And I think sometimes when we dream and we have these very these dreams that are just so realistic that we're in that other dimension with that part of us that is experiencing, so we can go talk to them to say, how's it going for you? Are you getting it this time? And did you and ask a question of like, did you experience this and how did you get through it? Because I'm experiencing it on this level. Mm-hmm. Yes, I truly do believe that, and I believe that's why we have dreams that are so realistic to us, is we are actually visiting other parts of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or we're visiting. At times, we're like, somebody told me this, a good friend of mine, and I thought he was so right. He said, sometimes I'll get a great night's sleep and I'll just be wiped out. And he goes, well, when that happens, you probably were up out of your body planning with other people things you wanted to do because you're always creating. And I thought, you know, or I just went to some other place, some other dimensional place that I'm not even aware of.
Yeah.
And it's happened to me more than once. I think I get a good night's sleep and I wake up, I'm exhausted. It's because I was planning all night, you know, it's like outside my body, meeting with other people. But getting back to the suicide thing, you know, there's got to be several reasons why people do it. And really, in some ways, maybe, you know, it can teach us a lot of things, can it?
Yes, it can. And I think there is different levels of suicide. That's what I've learned from doing the readings. For people that come into me, there's different levels and different reasons. We had talked about it the last time. I know I told you about being on YouTube, the young boy that was outed on YouTube for being gay, and he didn't want people to know that he was gay. And his friends, or so-called friends, had outed him out on YouTube, and it went nationwide, and everybody then knew that he was gay. Well, he ended up committing suicide over that, what his friends had done to him. And in my heart and soul, I really believe that he contracted that to come back. And that was the plan to play out, to let people know there's different ways of committing suicide, and it's okay, because he contracted to come in to be done that way, and to let people realize our words and our actions do enough harm to create a soul that would be so burdened that would take his life, his soul, out of this body. And I truly believe that. And I believe also, from some of the experiences, from the readings that I've had from other people, people that are in a lot of pain and have a lot of disease and in a lot of pain, and they just can't take it no more. To me, that comes across, as they tell me, it's a mercy suicide. And it was contracted to happen that way. They came in to experience that disease, but in the body, it was just too much for them to handle. And they just said, okay, I can't take it, and I'm going out of my body. And I believe that from the readings that I've, of different people that I've had, that's the experience that I've had and the understanding that I have in communicating with these souls that have committed suicide.
How do you feel about, like, what Jack Kevorkian did, like the assisted suicide?
Oh, that's a deep one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because, see, that gets you mixed up with this is our body, we're not our soul. We contracted God with God to come in and experience this body. We create the body to look like it looks. And that only God can take us out, only spirit, because that cord that keeps us, that silver cord that keeps us tied into this body, to me, only God can dissolve it. It's like when it's our time to give up our lives, that cord dissolves and we go back. If we cut it, it doesn't dissolve, and it's just kind of out there. And I'm mixed on what he did. There's a part of me that thinks that there should be mercy suicides. Some people just can't take it and handle it. But I don't think he has the right to play God, too.
No, but I think, you know, neither does our government that said, well, you can't do that. And
yes,
if somebody wants to do it, then I guess maybe they won't get help from somebody else. But at that point, if they wanted to do it, it should be their free will to do whatever it is. They...
Yes, I think so. But I also have had the understanding by reading different books on different things that the Native Americans years ago, and maybe they still do, I don't know. And if I'm quoting, saying anything against them, I'm really, truly sorry, knows how to shut the body down, because I've heard many stories of, say, well, the elders would say, I think it's a good day to die and go out into the woods and sit down and just die.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's in us, but because I think my true feelings is we know how to do it. We know how to contact Creator and say, I'm done, I'm tired, I don't want to finish this life school. Now take my spirit out of my body, but because of the way we're taught that it's a sin to take our spirit out of this body, it becomes very voodoo at times.
Mm-hmm.
It's a touchy subject. But yes, I really feel that I would have the right, if I want to end my life, I could end it.
Yeah. And if it was done with compassion like Kevorkian, I felt he was doing that because he understood what people was in pain.
Yeah.
Maybe they have an agreement. We don't know, you know?
No.
You know,
no.
If it's about bringing compassion, that's, to me, is part of the bigger picture. You and I talked about the changes that are going on in the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is part of that shift, change in consciousness, affecting people? Is that leading to some people's depression and suicide possibility?
I think so, because the shift in the energy is about love now. And it's about not only loving ourselves, but seeing ourselves in others and having compassion and love for what they're going through. And we've been in such a mental state of mind for so long, the earth has and the people that's in it, that it's hard to get out of, and they don't know how to really create love for themselves and others. This is such a depressed at times that we have been through because of what we're just coming out with the economy and everything. People just can't make that connection that this is all about love. That's what this universe is about, is creating and helping and loving each other. And I think they're having a real hard time with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are so taught to judge people. We're so taught to look at somebody and say, you know, you had an affair, that was wrong, you sinned, you did this or you did that, and it's a sin and it's wrong. we're taught to judge everything that everybody does instead of just looking at them and saying, oh my gosh, you just experienced that. How was it? How did you get through it? And what did you do? And how did you do it? We don't look at life that way.
Well, not only that, too, but I think, you know, there are those that are here that are trying to influence us to, I don't see them as any different than you and I, but they're not part of the light, and they have been pushing us or giving us thoughts and ideas, but we know that coming here. They're really part of what's meant to be right now, even though the change may, you know, they may go somewhere else. But so we got that kind of fighting against us too. They're going, go ahead, do that, you know? And so there's all these factors that weigh into it. You know, some people could say, I just talked to a man who said that not having omega-3s, you know, affecting our brain, we're not getting nutrition like we used to. And that's affecting our moods and our state of mind and causing depression because our food's not as healthy as it used to be because of what, you know, what's been going on with it. So there's probably many, many, many factors. But ultimately, somewhere in our core, we know what's going on.
I think so. But, you know, when I hear things like that about people, my belief system is that my body knows what it needs.
Mm-hmm.
And if I believe that I'm not getting vitamins and I believe that I'm not getting this, and this, then I'm not getting it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Creator gave us a fantastic body that can heal and adjust to anything that we eat and do. We just get caught up in the media and get caught up in what other people think. That's just my point of view of
it. So you're saying I could eat Swanson TV dinners for the rest of my life and I'd be fine?
If you did it in the right state of mind.
I like some of them, but I'm not knocking Swanson. But we know there's a lot of preservatives, and you're saying it wouldn't affect me if I was in the right state of mind.
Yeah, because, you know, our body knows how to heal itself.
Right.
Our body knows how to adjust to the life that we're having and the food that we're eating. I know Edgar Cayce, in reading his books, he says that we are to eat only what is in our area. So I'm thinking, okay, I go down and I buy some fresh vegetables that was grown in California. Am I not to eat it because I'm not from California?
Right.
But I really believe we come in with the energy that, like you said, we've lived so many eons in this world. My body has cell memory of being in every state, everywhere in this world.
Mm-hmm.
So it would know how to adjust to that food.
And, you know, I would say this, too, is that, yeah, it can have an effect on us physically, but if we're, this is where, to me, why people bless their food. This is why it goes back generations.
Oh, yes.
It's because you're really putting that good energy into it. And you can call on the angels, right, to assist you with that, right?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, when you go out to eat at a restaurant, you know when you're cooking at home, if you're in a good state of mind of cooking, but when you go out and eat at a restaurant, you don't know if the person that prepared that food's having a real crappy day. And I believe everything's energy, and when that person touches that food, that energy goes in that food. Yes, bless your food. If just, you know, taking a few minutes to honor the person that even prepared it. I even tried to remember to say, whoever prepared this, please let them be having a good day.
What about,
pardon?
How do you feel about eating like animal flesh?
Well, that's a big subject with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. You don't worry about it?
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah. I respect and honor the animal because part of me believes that they will gladly serve us if we honor them. Not that they're beneath us, because their soul's on their own journey as well.
Yes.
So, and I don't know. There's a lot more to learn, I guess, about it. And maybe there'll come a day when I go, no, I only eat carrots. But that's an energy that was living at one time too, you know?
I know. And it was down in the earth. It was with Mother Earth, and it was alive, and it was well. It's the same energy, isn't it? To me, it is.
You just plucked it and killed it.
Yes, you did.
And there's nothing wrong with that. This is good for me. Yeah, well, that's everything's energy. Everything at its core is energy. So getting back to your What a Medium Won't Say About Suicide by One Who Will, this fellow named Wes, he comes through. You can prove it to the mother. Then Wes goes and he decides that he's going to help others.
Yes.
So they can cross over and deal with that. Now, you said somebody, when they commit suicide, they go kind of to a gray area, or they go to a place. it's of their own doing, right?
Yes, it's kind of like as their energy rises, their spirit rises, and they get into that love, and they're going into the love of the Creator. They're going back to where they came from. It's like they remember that love, and that love is just so awesome and so great when you connect with these spirits or any kind of spirits that's connected with the spirit and the soul and the source. And it's like they go up, and then it's like, oh, my gosh, I didn't get to finish my contract. And then they look back and they see what they did to their mothers or their fathers or their brothers and sisters and how many lives they changed and altered because of the act that they did by taking their spirit out of their body before it was time to be. But they put themselves in that state to commit that suicide. So as they go up, they have the right. God will not let us go into a place we don't want to go. And we have a right as they ascend, from what they tell me, is when they get into this one area, right before you ascend into the love, the Creator, it's kind of like a gray area, and you could, it's like a review. It's like you're going into like a hospital, and you're reviewing, and all of a sudden you stop and go, I didn't finish. I did so much. Oh, my mom's in pain, and my brothers and sisters are in pain, and I can feel their pain. And they decide not to go on up into the light. It's their decision. God does not stop us. Creator does not stop us. We as souls stops ourselves because they want to undo what they did.
Mm-hmm. And maybe that's also could be said about some of the spirits, whether it's they died without them knowing or they died violently or whatever the case, not necessarily just suicide. But look at the ones that hang around.
Oh, yeah.
They're kind of in a state where they're not, either they don't know how to go to the next place, or they're just not ready to go. Or maybe they still have things they want to learn before they go.
Yeah, or things that they want to undo. Things that they didn't get to finish. It happened too fast. Is that their spirit's out. And they just don't want to go to the light. They want to undo what they did. And to me, that's kind of all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you know, it was just like, I wasn't done. But
right.
This happened, this event happened. I put myself in this position, and I am now where I'm at. They don't want to go. They want to stay and undo what they did. They want to make peace. It's about making peace and love, because on the other side, when you get into that love, you realize we got caught up in the emotions of the body. We lost contact with the love. We lost contact with the Creator and that divine, pure, sweet love that we come from. So we want to stay and help those that we harm.
Some people could you think they could be lost a little bit too for a while? Because there's really no time. So when we go, well, 100 years, I didn't know what I was doing there for a while. You know, it's like, you know, you look at these spirits that haunt places for 100 years, they're not ready to go. Or maybe they didn't realize they haven't died. And so I think there must be some of that going on too. And again, it's not a cruel thing because there is no such thing as time.
No.
And so if I'm here, let's say I pass away tomorrow and I didn't realize I passed, and it might take me 50 years to snap out of that, and I keep doing the same thing over and over and over before I finally go, you know what? I think I'm dead. I think I'm, wait a second now, nobody talks to me. Everybody's ignoring me. So then you finally get it, and then you go, oh, okay, I think I want to move on. Poof. I got to imagine there's so many different factors that could play into this. Even if you commit suicide, maybe there's a moment. You know, somebody told me once that whatever you believe is what you're going to experience, at least for a short while, after you pass away. Just like whatever we believe, it happens here. So if you believe you're going to go to hell, you will actually experience that for a while.
Yes.
And then that light will always be there, and you'll realize that there really is no hell. And whenever you're ready, and that could take 1,000 years, because it doesn't, there's no time.
Not on the other side, there's not, no.
And so finally I go, you know what? I've been living this out, and I really don't have to be burned like this. No pitchforks, nothing. Boom. Nothing's going to have to happen to me. I think I'm going to go back to where I came from.
Yes.
And to me, that's the grace and beauty of what this creation, this Creator, gave us this total freedom. How could we not exist and learn, you know, if we weren't given the choice to stumble at our own pace, you know? If somebody was saying, well, no, let me do that for you, or no, no, you didn't make the grade, sorry, you know? I just never understood that, Jane. It never made sense to me. It makes so much more sense if you truly love somebody or something, you allow it to be so it can learn for itself.
Yes. That's also with you where you're at in your life. is just for me to return the love and light to where you're at, that this is the path that you chose, the same with me. But I think when we live that true light and that love, these spirits on the other side can come around and feel that love and light, and they can go, oh, I don't have to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a better place for me. And then they just stop and think, and they go, oh. And then it's people like you and me and others that can communicate with the other side. And when you feel their energy, the spirits come around, you can look at them and go, why don't you just turn around and look at that light and feel the love? Your loved ones is over there waiting for you. Just feel it. You don't have to be in that mental state of mind and be in that negative place where you're at. There is Creator. There is love and light. Mm-hmm. Just go to it. And I think that's our purpose of why God gives us all these gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Is not only for us and here while we're here, but also to help those that are trapped into those dimensions that can't get out of them. Because I know when I've experienced that when a soul passes, they will stay on this earth for about a couple of days or a week before they really go on to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is experiences where they just out of their body and they're on the other side. But there's some that just the grieving of their loved ones because they don't want us to grieve.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not dead, they're alive mm-hmm. in spirit.
Right.
And they're trying to tell us on the other side, don't grieve, I'm okay.
This is my natural state right here. This is what you guys are all, you don't realize that this is our natural state. And what are you crying for?
Yes, yes. We're living. We're in life. We're out of that body. We were trapped in that body with all those emotions. We're out of it now. I'm home. Y'all get over it. That's how I look at it. But that's how I feel when they come around me. It's like, tell them I'm happy and I'm at peace and I'm with the Creator and I'm with loved ones and I'm on the other side. I'm not in that thick, dense energy where you're at, which is body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing to connect with them and feel that love. And I love it when they come into me and the other one and everybody wants to know, did they suffer?
Mm.
And they let me feel what it's like just for a little bit. And it's like I get caught up in it and I look at it and I say, oh, I'm so sorry. Because what I'm feeling is one minute I'm here and then I'm gone.
Hmm.
I'm here and I'm gone. I'm here and I'm gone. And it's I love it. I love it when they do that because it's like I'm not afraid.
Right.
I feel that when they left, I can look at them and say, oh, no, they're at peace. Oh, honey, you just can't imagine what it's like where they're at and what they're doing. They just for a second let me feel that. And it's like, thank you for such a blessing that I can do this work to help others know that when they leave this body, it's nothing but pure love over there.
Right. And you've felt that love energy before, Jean?
Oh, yeah, but I can't handle it. That's what's awesome about it, TJ.
Mm.
My body can't handle that much love. It's so overwhelming that it just at times takes my breath away.
Hmm.
And it's like, I've never experienced love like that in this body.
Hmm.
It's like my soul connects with that person's soul on the other side, and it just gets an amazing amount of love. And I have to hurry up and come back into where I'm at because I'm not used to being that overwhelmed with that much love.
Hmm.
That's the only way that I can truly express it because there's no way of expressing that kind of pure love.
Right, right. Well, and it's happened to me a couple of times in my life. Actually, once with somebody that was living, still is living,
mm-hmm.
and twice with my parents that crossed over and they came back to me. And so, and it's just like you say, it's so overwhelming. It's just euphoric. And it's like bliss is about the best way. You can't describe it.
No, you can't. You can't. No, there's no way. There's no earthly word for that kind of love. There's none.
And so, to me, it's just our natural state, and that's what we really are. And
yes.
we just lose sight of that.
Yes.
And if we just remember that,
yes,
maybe we can feel some of that while we're here and experience some of that.
Yes, but we just get so caught up in the body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the emotions of the body, that's what we get caught up in.
So if somebody wants to contact you again, they can go to your website. You do all different types of readings, right?
Yes, I do.
So you're a medium, you're a psychic, You can help people find, contact their loved ones. You especially can work with people that have had suicide things, issues. They can get your booklet, What a Medium Won't Say About Suicide by One Who Will.
Yes, it's also on Amazon.
And they can set up different times for appointments. How long have you been doing this now, professionally?
Professionally, about 7 years.
So you got a little experience under your belt, right?
I've got a little bit of experience, and I've got some great, wonderful stories that I like to make maybe eventually put down into a book.
Great.
From contacting the people on the other side. It's not about people here, really, that that excites me. It's about the loved ones on the other side that I'd love to tell about.
Well, you know, the way I look at it, too, is like what you're doing and what I'm doing is just, I feel if I can find a way to get the truth out, and it's different for everybody slightly, but there's probably one overall truth that covers everything. And so we all interpret it maybe slightly different. But my goal has been to make the unknown known. That's just really, to me, what it's all about. And you're doing the same thing.
Yes, I want people to understand that they're just nothing but pure love and there's nothing to be afraid of. We don't die. We just shed this body and our spirit lives on. Life continues. Spirit lives on. It never dies. Like you said earlier, it's energy, pure energy. The body's going to decay and rot and go back to earth where it belongs. But the spirit's going to live forever and just take on another reincarnation to come back and experience something else new.
Jane, I thank you very much. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, sir. I think you covered it.
Thank you very much. It's nice talking to you again.
Oh, TJ, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so very much. You have a great day today.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.